I'm going to skip and reset. This text, this incident happens, as you just heard, at the Feast of the Dedication, which is Hanukkah. It commemorates the victory of Judas Maccabeus over the Syrian forces, and therefore the capacity to go and take out of the temple, out from on top of the altar, the abomination of desolation, the book of Daniel calls it. It was a statue of the Syrian version of Zeus. And cleanse the whole temple. And then have this feast, the rededication in Chania, or Hanukkah. So Jesus is there. Now, why would John bother to tell us that it was a feast day? See, he has shown us over Sabbath, Passover, you see, how Jesus fulfills all the feasts that the Father gave to the Jews. And now we have this one. The Jews gathered around him. How long are you going to keep us in suspense? We do that, don't we? We know very well who he is. We know very well what he wants of us. And yet we keep going and asking him. Like we don't know. We do know. And so, I told you, and you do not believe. And then once again, the works I do in my Father's name testify to me. Elsewhere Jesus says, my Father is doing these works in me. If you watch, if you see, if you have a humble heart, a penetrating spiritual gaze, you'll see my Father. Because the Father and I are one. And so this Easter teaching that the church gives us as we go through this time. I know them, my own sheep. I know them. And they follow me. I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish. And no one can take them out of my hand. You can do what you want to them. I will sustain them. No one can take them out of my hand. What a consolation. You see? And then, my Father has given them to me. Now, that theme occurs frequently in John, right? No one comes to me except that the Father draw him. See, my Father gives them to me. It would be wonderful to understand that, wouldn't it? What does that mean, to grasp it? We have the words. Well, what's the reality, you see? And no one could take them out of my Father's hand. And then, the Father and I are one. Now in the Gospel text, right away they take up stones to kill him. But you see, he's telling us of this unity, eternal, glorious, infinite, divine unity between himself and the Father. Now you see, the Father, the unity is there, because from all eternity, that relationship is there of total gift of self and total return of the gift, which makes the Father and the Son. And that rhythm is the Holy Spirit, three persons. So they are one, and yet they are three. Now, if we notice a theme, and I've pointed it out, I think, is going through all of this, if the Father and I are one, because he gives himself totally to me, and I accept the total gift of himself, and the only difference between us is giver and receiver, you see? Then he tells us, that's the unity I want with you. It's a unity based on the total gift of Jesus to us, of himself. That's what's so precious about the Eucharist, huh? Because Jesus gives himself totally to us, but we're matter. You know, how can he give himself totally to us as matter? He found the way, didn't he? The Eucharist. And so, our Lord Jesus Christ, through the gift of the Eucharist, which is the fruit of the Passion, establishes the same kind of unity that he and the Father have, based on his initiative, his total self-gift. And now, you see, different than the Son, the Word, we don't respond in one clear, ineffable, immediate act. But our life is meant to be that response to that gift that Jesus makes of himself to us, so that we become, insofar as we can become, one. I live now, not I. Christ lives in me. That's the rhythm, isn't it? It's what the it's what the mystics talk about when they talk about transforming union. You know, and they have these images. You take a poker, a blacksmith, you know, stick it in the fire and wait, and it turns all red and takes on the properties of the fire. So as you look, you can hardly tell the difference between the metal you put in and the fire. And they say, that's the way the Lord wants to be with us. And so we have this last, at this point last, teaching. So where's the dedication? It's supposed to be right here. Right here. Get rid of the abomination of desolation. Rededicate. Consecrate it all to God. And live by his Spirit. And one day, at least in heaven, after purgatory, if we don't finish the project now, you see, we will be forever taken over by the divine Trinitarian life. In heaven, the Trinity will give himself to us physically, complete the Eucharist. Our bodies are eternal because of the gift of the Trinity. It's the life of God that becomes the energy by which we live physically forever. You think about this, I mean, it's dazzling, it's overwhelming, but just look at the love that God has to have had this plan, thought of this plan, made this offer, when it was refused, repaired it with the blood of his own Son.